This podcast is a collaboration between Money Radio WPSE and the Corey Higher Education Council. For over 30 years, the Corey Higher Education Council's mission has been to empower individuals and strive to create a competitive workforce. The high ed plays a vital role in the Corey area. Here's Dr. Matthew Platts, Executive Director of the Corey Higher Education Council, along with a pair of special guests he will be welcoming to the show.
On our last episode, I had the opportunity to speak with Dr. Chris Gray, President of Erie County Community College, about the educational options right here in Corey, Pennsylvania. Through our discussion, many opportunities were brought up, including the varied workforce development options they have available. Speaking of workforce solutions, I'm happy to introduce my guest today. Welcome to Junior Achievement of Western Pennsylvania's Board Chair, Tim Rozek, and Executive Vice President Bill Lucas. Welcome, gentlemen. So this first question is for either of you. Maybe you can help fill in where the other one leaves off if they do. Tell us a little bit about Junior Achievement of Western Pennsylvania and what you do.
Thanks for having us to start with. Really appreciate what you and this podcast are doing to educate the community about the workforce needs in our community, and really excited to be here. So again, this is Bill Lucas, Executive Vice President with Junior Achievement. I've been with the organization about 18 years, and I've seen a lot of what Junior Achievement can offer to not just our youth, but also to the communities that we work in. As you know, a lot of the workforce issues that we're seeing in our communities really stem from a lack of connection between what our schools are able to provide for our kids and what our workforce needs and what our companies really need in these communities, especially those that have been really hard hit by things like downturns in economies and COVID and a lot of different things. So what Junior Achievement really does in grades kindergarten through 12th grade is we connect those classroom learnings to real world application. And we make sure that our kids really understand what are those educational and training pathways to the careers that they want as their future, and to really connect them with future success. And to really do that, we also provide a lot of tutorials around financial literacy and making sure the kids really understand how money works, and then how important our business community is and how entrepreneurship plays a huge piece, not in just starting businesses, but making sure that our kids are understanding that entrepreneurial mindset and not being risk adverse and being able to take chances so that they can grow those companies and those communities that they're in.
That's great. You mentioned providing the training to careers directly to employers in our area. How does JA work with those potential employers? Is there any specific way?
Absolutely. So in grades kindergarten through 12th grade, we have programs that are really offered by what is the backbone of Junior Achievement, which is our volunteers. So by having actual employees and community volunteers going into classrooms and providing those real world experiences for the kids, it really helps them connect to their passion and to the opportunities that lie ahead of them. Because when a volunteer goes in, they get to talk about themselves, their educational and occupational background. Some adults, they have a straight line in their career pathway. Others, it's really a jagged line, like a lot of us, and it's good for kids to see both. So we have programs starting out in kindergarten in basic, what do your parents do when they leave the house for 8, 10, 12 hours a day? And going all the way up into high school, where the kids are really connecting on virtual platforms around workforce. And what are the actual companies in their communities? What are the job opportunities, internships, co-ops? So it really spans an array of different career exploration opportunities that companies can connect with local schools and local students in.
That's great. Thanks, Bill. I'm really glad that you mentioned the volunteers that are part of JA. Kind of leads me to the next question. How can someone get involved? And I'd like to point this one towards Tim, because I know that he does this and goes into the classroom. So how can someone take that step and volunteer to go into the classrooms and provide JA instruction?
Yeah. Hey, Matt, thank you for having me on as well. And I echo Bill's words in the beginning there. You know, as far as being part of JA, it's pretty easy. And for me, I've been part of JA for right around 15 or so years. Started as a volunteer and just kind of went from there. And now I'm leading this great board here in Erie, Pennsylvania. But there's multiple different ways. And one way is just going to westernpa.ja.org. We have multiple areas on there that you can click on to see what volunteer opportunities are within our area or within a specific area. So you can funnel it down to a certain school district if you'd like. And if there is a school district that does not have a program, please reach out to me or anybody else and we'll definitely help build something. So from going online to even finding me online through LinkedIn, Tim Rozek, it's pretty easy. We're always looking for volunteers. And like Bill was saying, we use our area network of professionals to get into the schools and teach the kids and show them what's out there and basically empowering them. That's what we're doing. We're empowering the next generation to help them understand what those three pillars are that hold up the JA roof: career readiness, entrepreneurialism, and financial literacy. And being able to do that and get in and really open their eyes is what makes me tick. And what Bill was saying earlier, the career path that some of us have, some of them are jagged, some of them are straight line. But one thing that I always ask whenever I go in is, obviously, what do you want to be? And every once in a while, I get the question, what do you want to be? And I say, I don't know what I want to be. And I get a lot of wide eyes because they think, here I am coming in and I'm set. None of us really are. You know, we could be on a different career path tomorrow. So being able to be very forthcoming and open to the students and really show them and teach them that world's their oyster. That's what we do. That's what I have fun doing here. So a lot of different ways to get involved, reaching out to us through our website or reaching out to us personally. We're here to help.
Matt, if I can add that, I couldn't agree more with Tim, because kids can't be what they can't see. If they don't know what opportunities are really in their communities, they won't even know to explore those or how to get there. My son is currently 16. He's a sophomore in high school. And just being a parent and not knowing everything that's out there, Junior Achievement can really serve as a resource, even for parents and educators that are trying to connect their kids to financial literacy, entrepreneurship, and careers and education. We can be that bridge. And that's really where Junior Achievement sits. We bridge the gap between our local companies and our community and our education system. And the educators really view JA as a service provider and a solution to a lot of the things that they have neither the time nor the resources to educate the students about, because they're so tied to, you know, reading, writing, arithmetic, a lot of those pieces. We help fill in a lot of those blanks, and the educators partner with us because we can help them fulfill their career and workforce standards through the state of Pennsylvania. We tie the students into the 339 plans, where they have to connect kids to meaningful workforce experiences and connections to workforce. So our education partners really see us as a solution provider to what they're offering in the classroom.
And it's such a powerful curriculum that JA is able to provide. So any volunteer that is thinking about it and thinking, maybe I don't want to go in the classroom and give this instruction, I always stress that everything is very well put together, and it's not as difficult as you may think. JA does a great job getting the volunteers ready, and we'll even assist in the classroom. So if you're thinking about it, feel free to do that. Reach out to either Tim or go on the website and get information about volunteering. So real quickly, Junior Achievement does host some events. Can you tell me a little bit about some of those events?
I'll mention a couple and then I'll let Tim follow up with our upcoming event, our Celebrating Success. But as any nonprofit organization, we really look to raise funds directly from the areas in which we're impacting kids. So our office for Junior Achievement of Western Pennsylvania, we cover everything from Parkersburg, West Virginia, up to Erie, all the way over to State College. But every dollar that we raise in Erie County, Crawford County, Mercer County, those dollars stay in that community to support educational experiences for those students. So, for example, we have an annual golf outing we do at Kakwa Club, which is a beautiful setting to really raise funds so that we can continue inspiring those kids. And we always have a student that comes and connects what those golfers are doing that day and how it's impacting our youth. And then we have an annual bowl-a-thon, bowling event that we do that raises considerable funding for junior achievement programming in the community. And it's really those local companies and those local individuals that are investing through those events into the youth that we're reaching in the schools.
Yeah, and to add to that, Matt, we have coming up here November 9th, as a matter of fact, it's the Celebrating Success. And every year we do this and we get together and honor community leaders, educators, entrepreneurs, people who make significant contributions to the economic and civic well-being of Erie. This year, we're celebrating two great people, Carrie Brzeski. She's a business teacher at McDowell, who's actively working to make personal finance a graduation requirement, which I think is great. It's something definitely needed. And it's one of those things that's bridging the gap, like Bill was talking about earlier there. And then the other person we're going to be celebrating is Adam Williams, who's a local lawyer for entrepreneurs who understands how important entrepreneurship is for the local economy and has done quite a lot for our local entrepreneurs and people that I know as well. So we're looking forward to celebrating these two. It's a great evening. It's not a long evening. It's usually around 2.5 hours. We get together at the Art Museum downtown Erie here, have a reception cocktail hour, and we get into the programming. We speak with at least two students. Again, like Bill was saying, tying the junior achievement way to how it's affecting our local students, talk with a few of them and really get their feedback and basically illustrate how it's working and how it has worked for the people that we're celebrating as well.
Well, thank you. I enjoy celebrating success quite a bit. I attended last year. I'm looking forward to attending again this year. Well, thank you, Tim and Bill. I appreciate you taking time out of your day to talk to us a little about junior achievement. Financial literacy is such an important skill that young people need to have. And I am happy that organizations like Junior Achievement are there filling that gap. I look forward to working with both of you within my role here at the Corey High Ed, as well as my board appointment with Junior Achievement. Next month, I will sit down with Susan Snellick, president of Northern Pennsylvania Regional College, to discuss the Corey High Ed's educational partnership with them. I look forward to that and talking with all of you soon.
Join us next month for another podcast showcasing the Corey Higher Education Council. This podcast has been a collaboration between Money Radio WPSC and the Corey Higher Education Council. Learn more about the Corey Higher Education Council at CoreyHighEd.com. That's CoreyHighEd.com.